Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to an episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Season 7, episode 126, the 126. 126. Hey, let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to an episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, the P-Dot Show. Welcome back, man. It feels so good to be back. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be behind the mic yet once again. And I gotta say, today, well, it's as of today, this recording is November 30th. But as of tomorrow, December 1st, I will be able to say that it will be my 6-year vegan anniversary. Let's go. 6 years. Feeling good, man. Like 6 years being vegan. That's an amazing feat. It's something that I don't take lightly. I'm very appreciative of the process. I'm very appreciative of all of the things that I've gone through with being vegan, all of the jokes, all of the naysayers, all of the people who were just saying, like, I believe it's a trend for you. I don't think it's something that you can do. I just put my head where my thoughts were at. I got a clear conscience and just was like, you know what? I'm going to have a better thought process about this. This is when I first started. So this is year 6 now. So been through a lot of things throughout that time. So at one point I was 302. I had amassed 300 pounds for those who don't know. I had sleep apnea, high blood pressure, and colon cancer. And I don't say it lightly because I know sometimes it just rolls off and you just say it, but to know that I had those polyps in my system and to know that I had to go through some things to make this decision to the person that you see today, I'm here for a reason. You know, I had a few times where I thought I was going to lose my life. So before I get into all of that about losing my life and everything, today's episode is called My 6-Year Vegan Anniversary, episode 126, the 126. Let's go. All right. So I had a few situations where, you know, I've been shot. I had to learn how to walk again, for those who don't know. Just so many different instances where I could have lost my life by being shot. I was an inch away from dying from my main artery, rather. So it was like, I'm just glad to still be here to say those type of things. You know, 6 years of eating clean, working out. And even as of today is day 334, I want to say. Yeah, it's like day 334 of me running consistently every single day. I'm at 915 miles or something like that right now, I want to say. Working on, you know, as like I said, it'd be 30 days left after this day of recording. It'd be 30 days left in the year. We got 30 days left for the rest of the year. We got to make your goals count. Set a goal, stick to it, and make it count. That's kind of like what I did. You know, when I sat in the hospital bed the few times that I was there, I came to those realizations where I was just like, I don't want to be where I'm at anymore. I want different for my life. I want to know what it feels like to be consistent for once. And I'm just thankful because I had to learn a lot in that hospital bed, especially that last time when they were telling me I was going to have a colostomy bag. It changed up my perspective real quick. And I know people who have them, and I know people who they're just unhappy people with those colostomy bags. So I had to have a talk to myself, with myself and God, and we just sat and we talked, and I prayed and I said about the things that I wanted to change. And I know a lot of times with us, we'll say things and you just put it out there and you make a long term decision on a short term feeling. And now you're impacted by the decision you made because you don't have a clear conscience and a clear mind on where to go. And that's where the name Clear Mind even came from, by being in the hospital. I had an idea to where I knew that I wanted to do something different. And I knew that day that my life was going to change, and I knew that I had to do something different with my life. So this is the sixth year. I'm very happy. Again, I'm very happy that I've been able to set an example for people for those around me, like people who look like me, who don't look like me, but they are willing to listen. And by them doing that, it just brings my messaging to a whole nother level. I'm very appreciative of the people in my life who have seen the journey thus far, who have been very supportive in a lot of my endeavors, who have shown any love or support, whether it comes through my racing, my cycling, just running overall. Like, I just wanted to give people an example of what consistency looks like. I knew that going into this run streak, it was going to be a challenge. It was going to be something that I knew was going to take a lot of hard work and determination and just a lot of consistency, right? I mean, how many things do you go through in the course of a day, in the course of a week, in the course of a month, before you know it, even, you know, sometimes it's the year, right? And I just knew that once I set forth a goal, and I like to stick to my goals, I like to stick to the plan, even when things go left, right, or right, wrong, and different, I just know that there's a bigger goal in place, and I'm here for a reason. Like I said, I've had a few occurrences in my life where I feel as if like I was almost taken out of here. And I know that right now, you know, nothing is going to stop me right now. So give yourself some grace. I always say that to people because, oh, you know what? And I feel bad that I ate my food before I got on the live. Y'all, I ate my food. I made by being my 6-year anniversary, I made a burger. I made this Impossible Burger with 2 hash browns and bacon and then caramelized onions and lettuce and pickles and jalapeno peppers. I say jalapeno peppers. And I didn't say my grace. And I know the girls, once they watch, because they watch my material, they say, "Daddy, you did this, Daddy, you did that." Or, you know, they critique me. And I love my girls. So I thank you, girls. And I know as we're riding in the car and while we listen to this again, you'll be laughing at me right now. So, but I have to say my grace, because my girls will get on me because we say grace when we wake up. Well, not saying when we wake up, when we eat and before we go to bed. So, and I want to incorporate, and girls, while we listen to this riding right now, we should start doing it in the morning time too. Like, you know, saying our thanks, what we're thankful for, because it's an everyday process. It's something that we can always do and always be thankful. So I know I'm gonna get back to my prayer, so I know I'm gonna take a second off of my veganism rant right now, but I have to say my prayer, and because I didn't do it. So I'm gonna do it exactly how we do it at the table with me and the girls. This is our prayer every time that we eat. So we say, take a deep breath, and we say, J gang, hands together, eyes closed. Thank you for this food that we're about to receive. Please bless our minds, bodies, spirit, souls. Okay. See, sorry, girls. I got back to it. See what I'm saying? I made it do what it do. I keep my word on that. So I'm just the veganism aspect, I'll tell you right now, it was a struggle at first. For those who go through struggles daily and they go through the temptation aspect of things, I'm here to tell you, like, I don't need to be right about things, but I love to be relatable. So I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I know what it's like to want something that you feel as if you deserve. Like, every meal has to be amazing. Every meal has to be great. But just think about it. Every day won't be amazing, but it's just all about your perspective and how you view it. You have 86,400 seconds in the course of a day. So, like, depending on how you use it or abuse it is the way that your outcome comes. So I'll say this. I know it's hard. But just say, you know, it takes 21 days to form a habit. And I knew even just the first 6 days of me being in the hospital, I lost 10 pounds because all I had was 2 IVs in my arm. I had no food, no water, no ice for an entire week. I lost 10 pounds just off of that alone. So it took a lot of hard work and determination and consistency when it came to losing the weight and wanting different from my life. And once they eradicated the cancer out of the colon with the polyp, I knew that I wanted to do something different with my life. So I know that there is a struggle when it comes to these foods. And I've changed my approach on how I talk about food. I changed my approach on how I talk to people about the things that they want to consume, because I'm not a perfectionist in that field, but I work with people who are. So I, to gain intel, to gain knowledge, I go out to the people who have the knowledge. I've been working with a nutritionist for the last 3 years. I've been working with, you know, my doctor and a few of his colleagues, just so that we can see how I have developed a way to get my cholesterol to levels to where they're trying to define medicine. It's things like that. I want to bring awareness to things. I want to bring awareness to diabetes. That's why I did the race back in August with Wadi, because it was very important to me to bring awareness to the people who look like me, who don't look like me, but who are willing to listen. A lot of times people love the messaging that you say, but they don't like that you're the person that says it. So I like to put people in contact with each other who can take a message and look at it through their purview, because that's who the messenger they want. It's kind of just like with ghostwriting, right? You don't really know who writes a lot of these songs, but if you did, you might not like the song as much because you like the person who entertains the messaging. That's all it really is. So if I can put people together who you like their messaging, you like what I say, but you don't like, I'm the person that says it. Okay. I'll put you with someone who you love their point of view and love how they can convey a message to you. And then we all still win. I told you, I got a cafeteria mindset. We can all be in the same room. We don't have to eat at the same table. I love you regardless. So that's what, you know, a clear mind has got to me. I mean, I've done many things, many accolades within these last 6 years. I mean, I've ran 3 marathons. I've ran 14 half marathons. I've run well over 300 some odd 5Ks, like easily. I've rode my bike 100 miles 3 times. I've done extraordinary things, man. Like I do that, and I feel as if, I tell you once before, words are spells. So when you speak, you spell out, and your future is designed in your habits. I just told you it takes 21 days to form a habit. I didn't realize that I was going to go into this and actually lose 100 pounds, but I said, you know what? I don't want what I've already gotten. I want more. I want different for me. I want to see what consistency looks like. I want to see not only what consistency looks like, but if I continue to do it consistently, I want to see how far I can go with this. So before I realized it, I had lost 100 pounds in 8 months, you know, and then just working out and saying, you know what, I can do veganism. I can do these type of things. Like your brain listens to the things that you say, regardless of how serious you are when you say it. When you say, I can't do these things, I told you, your brain just gives you a reality of the things that you haven't finished. And then it gives you that feeling where you're just like, oh, I can't do it, because you spoke that. You really did. You spoke that out to the world. You spoke that out to yourself. So your brain is one of the most powerful tools that you have. And it's listening, the recognition that it has to the words you say, because it lets you feel the words you say as well. I do a lot of reading. So like a lot of these things that I'm saying to you is because I've gotten it from a reliable source and actually went to other sources to see if their perception is my reality, or is my reality their perception. Like it's either way. I like to have conversations where it sparks interest and it sparks the dialogue to just want different. So this is again, like I appreciate you all. This has been an amazing feat within itself. 6 years of complete veganism, no cheating. You know, people always like to say, oh, you know, it's been as long as you ever crave. I don't crave it. I don't. And starting off, I tell you, it was hard, because I thought that my wants were stronger than my needs, but it was just like, no, I need different. I need to do different. So in order to do different, I had to do different things. Losing 100 pounds was not easy, but being consistent felt that much more better. So with that being said, it's just like, you got to just remain humble, remain consistent, and know what's best for you and what's best for the ones that are around you. You know, I have a sacred circle of people. Like, I don't have to seek validation from outside of my circle. My circle will give me constructive criticism. They can build you up. They can not necessarily tear you down, but just give you spaces of opportunity and places of solace to feel as if we're working as a team. You know, we can still work as a team without tearing each other down. Like, let's emulate love. Let's emulate just kindness and being kind. Just be kind to people. You don't know, you don't realize what people are going through. That's why I say I changed my approach on how I dealt with people who come to me for advice on things and how to formulate habits so they become an everyday process. Like I told you, going into it, I didn't realize I was going to do it, But after the 21st day, I kind of realized, like, I can do these things. I can run and, you know, make it a daily habit or make it a weekly habit. Rome wasn't built in a day. So if you just take the time out to do these things, just be consistent. If you don't do nothing but walk 0.1 mile a day, that 1.1 becomes 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, so on and so forth. Like, go after that. So anything that you want in life, I say you can attain it if you just remain consistent. Be consistently consistent. One of the things that has brought me love and peace and joy is running. Running is my therapy. There's no way that I could have done this for 334 days in a row. I've done nothing but just eat for 334 days. I've never done anything 334 days in a row. Probably complain. I know I did that. Well, what good did that do me? I told you, when you sow what you don't need, you will reap what you can't use. I couldn't do anything with high blood pressure. I couldn't do anything with sleep apnea. I couldn't do anything with colon cancer. I couldn't do anything with my gunshot wounds. It was like, man, I was like, come on now. Like, I got torn permanent nerve damage in my leg, and I still get up every day and I run. I make no excuses. I do what I have to do. And those are the ones that are around me. They see that I do it, and they know they can do it too. Let's go. Let's go. Like, I'm telling you, man, like what's that one saying for the Marines? It's like, pain is just weakness leaving the body. Like, it's just, it leaves out. I'm telling you how many thoughts I've had when I'm running a marathon. You know, running a marathon is not easy. That's 26.2 miles. I ran through 29 neighborhoods in the city of Chicago. Think about that for a second. 26 miles of that, man, you got to have some strong grit, determination, and just willpower to just keep going forward. That's all I had to do. I just had to keep going forward one step at a time. I was training. I've been training all year, but specifically training 18 weeks to just run, not just run, but to run 26.2 miles. That's not an easy feat, but you can do it too. You would have told 300-pound Patrick I was going to run a marathon, run three marathons at that. I would have told you, hell no. There's no way. But where there's a will and there's a way, and if you can find that way, when your why is strong, your how doesn't matter. I'm telling you. When your why is strong, your how does not matter. It doesn't matter how you do it, because your why is strong enough. You don't want to go back to what you used to be. You don't want to go back to what you used to do. You don't want to be around the people. I told you, sometimes you got to reposition those people around you. It don't matter that it's your brother. It doesn't matter that your sister. It don't matter that's your cousin. If they drain you, then they need to supply what they're draining you with. It's a shortage out here. I can no longer give you more than what you put in. I'm all about reciprocation. Like, every relationship, you're being used. Just when I turn that light on, they charge me. Just like E.T. said, like, every relationship should be reciprocal. No one should just be giving, 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 and the only person is taking, taking, taking. That's just not how it works. You work the percentages out however you see fit, but don't compare yourself to what other people are going through. I tell you, a lot of times you see people want the end result of what they see, but you don't know what people had to do in order to get where they're at. You don't know what I had to do. I mean, you know what I had to do, because I'm very vocal. I'm very transparent. You know, I told you, man, go get your colons checked out, because for 5 years I bled. 5 years I bled. And I said nothing to no one, not a soul, not knowing that I'm living with cancer, just migrating in my body. So it's like, it's very important. This is my 6-year anniversary. I'm 6 years removed from cancer, man. Like, come on. Like, for real, like, I know I just say it, but it's not to be taken lightly. Like, I'm still here. I'm still here for a reason. Like, man, it's like, in 2008, July 20th, 2008, I thought I was dead and gone, because I got shot, 2 holes in my leg. Permanent nerve damage. You know, it's just like, man, getting shot changed my life. It changed a lot of things about me, but it also put me into a bad way for a long time. I ballooned up to 300 pounds because of it. It's like, I'm going through things. 2016, inguinal hernia. You know what I'm saying? They had to, you know, rip my groin and all that. I had my testes, everything cut on the size of a butterfly. They just, boom, spread it out. Hurts. 2017, y'all tell me I got cancer. I had to sleep apnea, high blood pressure. Y'all was getting ready to put me on high blood pressure pills. I'm telling you, they had 5 medications ready for me to go before I got out the hospital, November of 2017. That's when I made the decision then. I just wasn't doing that. I wasn't going to live that type of lifestyle. That wasn't for me. I didn't want to take medication. I didn't want to do it. You don't have to do it. You have to change your lifestyle. It's not about just doing it one day. And now, Pat, you have cheat days? No. No. Once I went vegan, it was just like, that was it. It was like, I'm serious about this. And my blood pressure went down. I was 150 over 110 every single day, just walking around with migraines the size of Texas every day. Why? Because I didn't know any better about food. I'm telling you, ignorance is underrated. It's bliss for everyone. A lot of times it's bliss for most people who don't realize what's really best for them. Not what they want, but it's about what they need. We need change. We need different. But in order to be different, you have to act different. But it's not about an act. It's about actually putting forth the effort. And once the effort is there, the courage is there. And the only thing stronger than fear is the curiosity aspect. So we can't be fearful, but we must be curious enough to make a change. We must be curious enough to be there for each other. That's what I'm saying. The only way you beat fear is by showing up. Just show up. Show up every day. No matter what it is, just show up. A lot of times you don't know how you're going to do it. I'm telling you, I go back to that thing when I see single mothers and I see single parents, it's just like, they don't know how I'm going to do it, but it always works out. It may not work out the way that you thought it would, but it still ends up working out for you. It's a learning process. It's a learning journey. The things that we go through are the things that we have to in order to get to where we want to go. You can't skip these levels. It's very important. It's very important to remain consistent and be consistently consistent in everything that you do. I told you, your future is designing your habits. It takes 21 days to form that habit. What are you going to do with it? You're building reps in your mind, whether you realize it or not. If you're building reps on being lazy, you're going to be one of the strongest, laziest people in the world. Think about that for a second. Reposition the people around you. Don't have people enhance, you know, you have those enablers that enhance the things that you want to change. If you know you're a procrastinator, don't deal with people who enable your procrastination. Think about that. Just like I said, if you want to study something, a new subject, don't hang around the people who are studying the same subject as you. Your friends might not be studying the same subject as you, but they're on a different path. They're on a different plane right now. They're going to a different destination. So no longer you have to have the zip code mentality, but you're reading abroad. You're learning abroad. You're having abroad friends. You're having a different purview. It's about learning and being different and growing together and going places you've never been before, because that person can come back and show you some things. Now y'all still working together. You're still doing things together in a sense where it's like it all will work out. So this is my 6-year anniversary. Y'all, I love y'all. Do y'all know that? I love y'all. 65 countries and counting still. I'm telling you, I get here and I'm going to look back on these times where it's just like, man, who was rocking with me while, you know, I'm in my house, I'm in the office, I'm doing my show. You know, who was rocking with me when I was doing the show with John in his grandmother's basement, where we went from 0 to 35 countries at the time? Like, who was rocking with me then when I was like doing the Clear Mind Fitness shirts and we did the giveaways and then we were doing the Martin trivia? Like, all of these things, I'm gonna look back on these things, because the marathon continues, baby. The marathon continues, and know that I love you. And I told the girls again that I would on every show still say my opening line when I go out to run in the morning time. So girls, I know we're gonna look at each other again while we riding. We probably going to the mall right now. It's funny if we're gonna be riding back from Orlando, because a lot of times we'll start a show at the house and then we'll start, and the show will probably be over by the time we get to the mall so we can go shopping and stuff. But that's another thing, okay? There's that daddy girl time, like daddy daughter time. I just love it. I love doing ponytails, and then I'm learning how to part better. I'm telling you, my part game is about to be something crazy. I'm getting better with the rubber bands. I'm getting better with the rubber bands, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all, my part game with the rubber bands, these ponytails ain't going to be the same no more. So, girls, y'all heard it here. You know I'm telling y'all how it is. Like, come on. Get daddy some grace in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to do better. I'm learning how to get a couple braids. Just a couple braids. Like, Farrah taught me. Yeah, I know. And she going to be like, daddy, you said it. Yeah, look, I know you're looking at me right now. But, yeah, you taught me how to do some braids, so. We're going to get the braids on and popping. Then we're going to have some daddy-daughter videos, too. So I got those coming, just so y'all know. We got daddy-daughter videos, all that good stuff. But this is my 6-year vegan anniversary. I am very happy to be here for you all. I am just a vessel at the beginning and the end of the day. I love what I do. I love the fact that I'm able to reach people, and they tell me that, you know, they look forward to my content. They come to my page every day to look for inspiration and just overall love, because, you know, like I told you, my mom always say, love isn't love until you show it, and nothing can leave a closed hand and nothing can come to it. So, you know, if you extend your hand out and you have it open, you have endless possibilities of blessings. You have endless possibilities of love and nurturing. And a lot of us still need nurturing to this day. Don't think just because you didn't got older, you need to be nurtured. Come on, knock it off. Like, that's the ego and the pride coming in. Like, let that stuff go. Pray, meditate, talk to your former self. That's how I've learned to elevate myself. I get to go back and talk to the younger Patrick and help present Patrick be better for the Patrick of old. I still owe it to my younger self to continue to embrace him and love the aspects of life that he didn't really get to see, but he gets to see it through me in present day. But go back and talk to your younger self, because if you were ever displeased with anything that happened to you previously, you probably need to go back and talk to yourself face to face. I'm telling you, prayer and meditation have changed your aspect on life, your perspective, everything. So but this is 6 years. I appreciate you all. This is an amazing thing. Just know that I love you, man. And tonight's food, again, like I said, I made it. It was just an impossible burger with hash browns, onions. Hold on, let me see. I'm going to eat this off camera. I'm not going to eat it right now, but this is what it was looking like. I got to put the bun back on top. Oh, you see it, y'all? Put that bun right back on top of it. That's the hash brown with the burger, with the bacon, with the caramelized onions, another hash brown, and the top buttered brioche bread. I'm trying to tell you, Lord have mercy. Jesus be a fence all around me every day. Jesus, I want you to protect me as I travel along the way. That's how the mothers would be in church. They say, I know he can. Yes, Lord. I know he will. Yes, Lord. Fight my battles if I keep still. Lord, be a fence all around me every day. All right, y'all, I'm out, man. It's time to go to bed, man. It's time to go to bed. Know that I love y'all. I love you. I love you. And you already know.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.